Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Old grads and new grads are dancing in the streets of Davidson. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. 50 years ago, Carolina stole a basketball recruit from Davidson coach Lefty Dizell that to this day Wildcat old-timers have never forgotten. And twice Davidson had a chance to get even and lost both times when Charlie Scott and the Tar Heels beat Drizel's teams in NCAA Eastern Regional Championship games. It's easy to see why Davidson hasn't had another chance ever since, as UNC grew into one of the biggest powers in college athletics, and Davidson went small in all of its sports, with basketball maintaining a good but not great program. Then came the 2017 NCAA Baseball Regional at Boshima Stadium, where the second-ranked Tar Heels were heavy favorites to win the weekend and advance to the Super Regional, also to be played in Chapel Hill. Davidson would have none of it, none as an 0-2 for Carolina against the A-10 conference champions, but not considered a serious threat to beat UNC twice at the Bosch. It turned out to be one of the most devastating defeats in the Diamond Heels' own history. How it happened was certainly an historic accomplishment for veteran coach Dick Cook and his team, ending a great regular season for Fox and his ball club on a bittersweet note. While Davidson won his first A-10 title in baseball this season, Cook earned his 500th career win against 792 losses with a stunning 8-4 win Friday night against Carolina ace J.B. Bukauskas, who carried an undefeated 9-0 record into the game but could not last four innings before departing with his team down 6-0. After lopsided losers brackets wins over Michigan and Florida Gulf Coast, the Heels had to beat Davidson Sunday night and Monday to win the regional. But their bats went silent against the Wildcats, leaving seven men on base and getting only a solo home run from Michael Bush. In the end, a 49-14 season came to a halt at home before a shocked crowd. Someone called it a heartbreaker. Hardly. If you lose 2-2 at home to Davidson, it's more like an embarrassment that will eat at Fox and his players throughout the entire offseason. The heartbreak was Davidson's 50 years ago, losing Scott after he had verbally committed to Dizell, who still put together a great team without him. While this doesn't make up for that, it does give Wildcat alumni and fans something to crow about at UNC's expense. This is Archansky. See you.